You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is cement? It's a word that we tend to get confused with some other words, for example, concrete. Concrete is a building material that's used in construction. Concrete is used to make buildings, walls, dams, sidewalks, and bridges, to name a few. Concrete has three primary ingredients: water, small rocks, and cement. The first ingredient, water, is important because it allows for a chemical reaction to occur to make concrete stronger. The water makes the mixture more fluid or runny, so it's easier to mix the ingredients and apply the wet, pasty concrete to the construction project. And upon drying, it makes the concrete hard. The second ingredient, tiny rocks, it's given the name aggregate. It can be sand, gravel, pebbles, or crushed up rocks. The third ingredient is cement. And this can be confusing because often we use the term concrete and cement interchangeably in conversation. But cement is a component of concrete. Cement is a material that acts like a binder or glue. It helps keep together the rocky aggregate. Next time you're walking out on your sidewalk or by a concrete wall, take a look and see if you can find a spot where it's broken or cracked. You should be able to see small stones. That's the aggregate. The whitish-gray stuff in between the stones, that's the cement. Another similar term you've probably heard of is mortar. Mortar is another binding material. It's used to hold together bricks, concrete blocks, or stones when building walls. If you have a brick house, it's the stuff in between the bricks. Mortar is made from water, sand, and again, cement. Cement is pretty important stuff because it's in so many construction materials, and it makes those materials very rigid, strong, and hard to break or fall. So try this activity at home. You'll need a parent or teacher to help out because it can be a little bit dangerous. Try to collect some small samples of concrete from many different places. Maybe it's construction sites, schools, around your neighborhood. Wear a face shield, goggles, or safety glasses over your face and gloves to help to protect your hands. And then, using a hammer, again, make sure that you have a parent to help you out, break the concrete into small pieces. Notice which ones were easier or harder to break. And then look inside the pieces and note the different aggregate types and sizes, and also make sure to take a look at that binder holding it together, the cement. Well, we've just learned a little bit about cement. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.